Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, our guest is Raja Sharma, who's with the Indian Carpet Export Promotion Council. How you doing, Raja?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being with us this morning. I guess I've got you at 5 p.m. in, you say you're in Jaipur, right?
Yes. Jaipur, and it's 5 p.m., yep.
Okay. And tell us where Jaipur is.
Jaipur is about 200 miles west of New Delhi. It's very well connected on the highway and airways, and it's one of the carpet weaving centers in India amongst the four, the other three being Kashmir, Varanasi, Bhadohi, and Agra. So Jaipur is a pretty more important handmade carpet weaving center in India.
Okay. Well, the reason I want to do this interview is I know you guys have turned up the heat, if you will, from a marketing perspective to promote the advantages of Indian handmade, you guys call them carpets, we call them rugs over here, but you've turned up the heat on promoting those, and I wanted to ask you, what is the advantage to the consumer of having a handmade Indian rug versus, say, a machine rug?
Well, see, the advantage is very simple. Machine-made rugs, though now available in wool, also don't have a lifespan that a handmade rug would be. And as you know, something as a printed photocopy of a painting and an actual painting, you know, it's a work of art. It's something that always stays with you in terms of value. And the fact that it's very sturdy, the fact that it is custom-made, it could be custom-designed, as per individual's need, machine-made are normally done in bulk, and something that's made will be available all over and could be, you know, that design or pattern. But a handmade could be done exclusively for someone as per their needs.
So it's unique. I mean, there's no second one.
Absolutely, it's absolutely unique. It could be done the size, the shape, the colors, the design, from the buyer's perspective. It's very easy to do that. Yes.
And it's also made of either wool, silk, cotton, jute, or leather. Is that right?
Yeah, it's made of all the E word these days, and they're eco-friendly, and everything is a natural fiber. We're not using anything synthetic at all. So it's the fact that if we do change a carpet, you know, 20 years or 10 years down the line, it's eco-friendly. The dyes are eco-friendly. It's biodegradable. It can go down. So it's very environment friendly. Yes.
Okay. And you represent an industry that's over 400 years old, and there's, I think, 3 million people that work in this business, right?
Absolutely. 3 million people directly involved with this industry. We don't know how many indirect people, but 300 million people in India are involved in it, yes.
Okay. And lately, the reason things have changed is, you know, when the economy was going well and the U.S. market was thriving, there was a lot of business. But in the last couple of years, I guess business has been off, right?
The business has been off, and for obvious reasons, you know, rugs are not a priority. And we understand that, but the Indian market is very good at adapting to the situation. And, you know, similar-looking rugs for lower costs have been doing pretty well. But we can adapt pretty fast. And India is doing fine in terms of adapting, though on a lower level from what it was a year ago.
Mm-hmm. But when you look at the total world market for rugs, handmade rugs, you guys have a 37% share. Is that right?
That is right. India has a 37% share all over the world. It's number one. It's by far the number one.
Uh-huh. And if you know, we're talking to an audience of retailers here in the U.S. If they're interested in picking up a line to sell or offer to their consumers, where would they get more information?
Well, see, there is a website that we're running, which is rugsofindia.org, rugsofindia.org. But the point here is that they need to go to a wholesaler in the U.S., which, you know, the organization for that being ORIA, Oriental Rug Importers Association of the U.S., which is in Secaucus, New Jersey. They can go through them, their website, or they can do an online search for wholesalers in the U.S. And they're pretty much, you know, used to be concentrated in New York earlier, but now they're all over from, you know, Georgia to California to, you know, Texas. So it's basically they'll have to, and a retailer would know a wholesaler. Their rug shows that are happening in the U.S. Atlanta Merchandise Mart has two shows. There's one in July coming up. Mm-hmm. There's a January show.
Right.
Some rug dealers go to the furniture shows in High Point in Vegas. Some people also go to the gift shows in New York and Atlanta again. And, you know, then other design buildings all over in Chicago, San Francisco, have quite a few wholesale centers having their offices and exhibiting there. So there are quite a few different avenues that a retailer can go to get a line developed and buy from.
So the website that you say is the one for the importers?
No, the website is more, the website is open for retailers, for them to understand what India can produce, mm-hmm. what different kinds of products India has, from a range of, you know, an 8x10 going for $400 for an 8x10 going to about, you know, $10,000, $20,000. So there is a huge range that India is making. So the website would tell him what India can offer. Mm-hmm. Then for them to get the product, they would obviously have to go to a wholesaler and get the product. But then the process of making of rugs, how to take care, even the consumers can go on the website and see how they can best take care of rugs, how it is different in terms of lifespan and stuff. So it's, the website is open for all. It's not just for wholesalers.
What is the website?
It's RUGS, Rugs of OF India, INDIA, .org.
Okay, rugsofindia.org. One of the questions I did have for you, and you just hit on a little bit, what is the range of cost for a handmade rug?
See, a retail cost, obviously a retailer would have to pay less, but this, I'm telling you a retail cost to consumer,
right,
for an 8x10, which is 80 square feet, could start anywhere, I'm talking about a wool rug, from
right.
$400.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And could go on to $20,000, depending on the knot count, depending on if silk is used eventually, and other issues. This is the wide range. This is India's probably got the biggest range of products that they can produce from, you know, such a huge range.
Mm-hmm. And the way it's organized in India, and I'm just trying to give, as you can tell, kind of a basic 101 of India rugs, but how do you know, I'm sure you're an association, how do they know one supplier versus another?
See, that's always a difficult situation. Like, for us sitting here, we're 3,000 members.
Right.
They're all in good standing in terms of their membership fees and stuff. But the problem is, like, sitting here, if I were to ask you, there are tens of thousands of retailers and wholesalers in the U.S.
Right.
How do you judge the heat from one from the other, how one is better in terms of payment in comparison to the other?
Right.
So it's always a situation that an organization cannot vouch for business practices,
right,
that one follows. It's just a matter of getting to the right person in terms of what you like, what you don't like, how people communicate, starting off small and seeing if the product is what they had promised, is it on time, and similarly for us to see if the payment is on time. You're feeling in the dark.
Right.
So you're trying to put your hands out and see, okay, fine, I can feel his hand, so he's okay.
Uh-huh.
He has hands. You know, something like that.
Yeah.
It's not black and white, as uh-huh. you know. This world is full of gray.
Right.
So, yeah. It's as good, your guess is as good as mine, but basically, if people have been in business for a long time and have seen the highs and lows, you know, how we went down when the Iraq War in the early 90s to the good times of the late 90s when Mr. Clinton was the president. You know, then if people have seen all seasons, then they're there because they have been legit to the business. That's all that I can say.
Okay.
So, it's something like that. If someone is surviving and standing right now in this market, he's there to stay. He's not a fly-by kind of a manufacturer or a dealer.
One recommendation that I might give is that they indeed do go to the Atlanta market.
Our members don't show in the U.S. Our members supply to people who are showing in these shows in the U.S. And that's, we don't do direct marketing to retailers.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to work with wholesalers who work on, you know, small margins of about, you know, 10% or so to provide services within the U.S. so that they can, you know, for India and U.S. to work directly with retailers is multiple problems.
Right.
Retailers are used to sending merchandise back, changing it, getting things on approval. With India, when foreign exchange things go out, they don't come back.
Mm-hmm.
So a wholesaler is sitting there taking in what he can at his own risk and providing a service to a retailer. So it's always recommended to go through a wholesaler.
Okay.
You know, and these wholesalers are the people that we're supplying to. And with their expenses and their kind of marketing and stuff like that, if they're making 10%, it's reasonable. For a retailer to go to them, it makes more sense because he can pick and choose, he can return, he can get terms. With India, all that is very difficult because the foreign exchange is a big issue with the government of India here. So it's always recommended to go through wholesalers. Well, and they're all showing at all these shows.
We're about to run out of time, but one of the reasons I want to do this interview is at this time where retailers are looking to differentiate themselves, picking up a handmade line of rugs from India might be something that the guy down the street doesn't have. So when people say now's a good time to look at your mix and consider diversifying, picking up a few SKUs of handmade rugs and having them to offer your consumers is certainly smart advice, wouldn't you say?
I agree. I mean, it's like property. You know, right now is a good time to buy anything.
Yeah. Right.
You know, you need a piece of land, you need a piece of rug. Everything is rock bottom. Right now is a good time to buy, good time to look. Wholesalers and sellers would love to show, you know, anyone, no matter how big or small is their line. And it's a great time to buy. And prices are good if you have the money in your pocket, yeah.
Okay. Well, we've been talking to Raja Sharma from Jaipur. He is the vice chairman of the Indian Carpet Export Promotion Council. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.